Good, kids.
Upstairs.
Good, going bowling.
Right, got aerobics class.
Getting my ball.
Oh, getting your sandwich. Lonnie, okay?
Love it, love you too. Bye.
Frank. Frank, come back here a minute.
Sorry, I forgot. Kiss, kiss. Bye.
Oh, Frank. Frank, we have to slow down. We're so busy. The only time we ever spend any time together is at night when we're in bed, you know.
Yeah, but Carol, you have to admit, that's quality time.
Yeah, but there must be other things we can spend our time doing together.
Well, why don't you come bowling with me tonight?
Oh. Well, all right. And then Thursday you can come with me to that art class I signed up for. That way we won't be like two ships that pass in the night that barely ever speak to each other.
Mm, perfect. Oh.
Hey, guys. When's dinner?
Ooh, now.
Oh, good. Going bowling.
Right.
Sandwich?
Oh, dieting. Money?
Got it.
Getting my shoes.
Starting the car.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Wow, man. You guys ever heard of decaf?
Don't tell me you're taping another episode of that stupid cable access show you do.
Hey, for your information, JT's World is the most popular show with teens in Port Washington who are awake between 3 and 3:30 a.m.
All right, crew, listen up. There's something very special about tonight's taping.
We're getting paid?
Well, maybe special is the wrong word. Phil Jones, a big-time TV producer, saw our tape and is coming to watch us do the show live.
No way!
Cool.
Yeah, he's looking for the next Wayne and Garth, and he thinks it might be us.
Whoa, dude, that's the coolest thing that's happened to me since I found out that flammable and inflammable mean the same thing.
Wow, talk about your learning the hard way.
I'll be him right now.
Hi, Phil Jones, Fremont Syndication. We're the people that brought you Battle of the Network Pets and the number one syndicated game show in all of Wisconsin, Name That Cheese.
Oh, dude, I got the home game. Wow, you guys are totally rad.
Exactly. And you know how we got to be that way? By finding unknown talent, molding their careers, and turning them into big stars.
Big stars? Dude!
Excuse me, Mr. Jones, I'm Mark Foster, JT and Cody's legal advisor. Now, I just want you to know that we're not accepting any contract until we go over it with a fine-tooth comb.
We pay $1,000 a week.
Is handshake good enough for you?
We'll talk contract later. Right now, why don't you boys show me what you've got?
Okay, places, everybody.
JT's World, show 23, take one.
Team World party time. Excellent.
All right, okay, I'm JT, and this is my excellent sidekick, Cody, coming to you as always from Port Washington, Wisconsin.
The cheese state.
All right, everybody. As you know, we're always on the lookout for killer babes and the movies in which they appear. So naturally, we were the first ones in line for the opening of the movie, The Babe.
Total ripoff. There wasn't one babe in that whole flick worth looking at. Just 2 hours of that big dude from Roseanne trotting around the basin.
I've seen enough. Look, boys, I gotta go. I got an appointment to see a guy who claims he can play a flugelhorn with his flugel. Now, if a flugel is what I think it is, this guy is gonna be huge.
Well, what does this mean? Do you like us or not?
JT, I'm not the kind of guy to blow a lot of smoke, so I'll give it to you straight. I'll get back to you.
Cody, he said he can back to us. We're in.
JT's World, big time, excellent.
Honey, listen, I want to spend more time with you, but I'm not sure about this art stuff.
Frank, I broke 3 nails bowling. Now sit down and shut up.
Okay, everyone, take your seats, please. Hi. Welcome to Art 105, Life Drawing. In this class, we'll practice drawing the human form, and for that, we'll be using a nude model. Anyone have a problem with that?
Not me.
Good. I'll go get the model.
Carol, I was wrong. This art stuff is kind of exciting.
Okay, everyone, this is our model.
That's no nude model, that's a guy.
It sure is.
Think you really know somebody, all it takes is one little art class to find out she's a pervert.
I had to look at the guy so I could draw him.
Look at him, honey. You were staring at him.
Oh, I was not.
No, you didn't blink for an hour and a half.
I was trying to focus on the subject.
Oh, the subject? Is that what they're calling it now? Hey, what are you watching TV for? I thought you had a big history paper due.
Oh, I decided I don't have to do that paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna be a major television star. That producer I told you about came by and saw us do JT's role today. And if he buys it, Cody and I are gonna make $1,000 a week. I'm just waiting for him to call.
JT, what makes you think he's gonna call?
Get this, okay? He watched about 2 minutes of the show, left in a big hurry and said, I'll get back to you.
Son, JT, I'll get back to you is Hollywood talk for kiss off, dipstick. Go upstairs and do that paper.
But, Dad, it'll be a waste doing that history paper if I'm gonna be a big star.
All right, listen. If you become a big TV star in the next 10 minutes, you don't have to do the paper.
Yes, all right. Everybody stay off the phone for the next 10 minutes. I'm expecting a phone call.
Oh, well, I was just impressed with how lifelike my drawing was.
Yeah, well, you certainly captured the subject.
I got it.
JT just goofing off? I thought he had a history paper to do.
Yeah, you know that producer that he told us about stopped by today, and JT's convinced himself he's going to be a big star and he's not going to have to do his homework.
What'd you say to him?
I said, fine.
Right, from now on, don't talk to the children unless I'm there.
Carol, relax. You've seen JT's world. It's like a musical version of the flu. There's no way he's going to be a big star.
Dad, that was Phil Jones. I'm gonna be a big star. Guess I don't have to do that paper. Oh!
Lambert.
Go right ahead.
I've never been in a real TV studio before. Yeah. Oh, hey, look, there's Cody.
Hey, dudes.
Hey, Cody. Wow, this is so weird. This set looks exactly like our living room.
Whoa, you're right. It's like being in another dimension.
Submitted for your approval.
An ordinary living room? Or is it?
Any of you dudes over there know the words to this tune?
for dropping by, babe.
You're welcome, son, babe.
JT, babe.
Phil, babe. Dad, meet Phil Jones, the genius who decided I'm a genius.
Pleased to meet you.
I know. Now, JT, remember, this is just a dress rehearsal, but we're still taping it. I want to give the big honchos upstairs a sneak preview.
Oh, all right. Can't wait to get my hands on one of these cameras.
What is she talking about?
We're the crew. Right, JT?
Absolutely. You're part of the team. There is no way I'm doing the show without you. I don't care what anyone says.
Lose the munchkins.
You heard the man. Get out of here.
Oh, man. This stinks. Yeah, this isn't fair.
Hey, television's a tough business. Get over it.
Excuse me, Mr. Television? I have a word with you. JT, I don't like the way you're behaving here.
What are you talking about?
Well, you stopped doing your homework. You're calling me babe, and you've just fired your brothers and sisters. Now, I know this show business stuff is very exciting to you. But you gotta understand, being a star is something that can go away like that. Just ask Eric Estrada.
Who?
That's my point. Now, you have to understand that no matter what happens with this show, you're a regular guy. You just gotta act like a regular guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, that's him. That's Joe! You are so cute. I heard you're gonna be a big star, and I just had to meet you. Will you sign my bra?
Regular guy. Yeah, right. So, what's your name?
Ryan, hurry up. I don't want to be late for this art class.
Cleaning your glasses so you can get a better look at the subject.
Well, I couldn't find the binoculars. Oh. Not that I'd need them.
Carol, I don't think we should take this art class anymore. I don't like the idea of you spending an hour and a half staring at a naked man.
Frank, when I look at this man, I do not see a sexual being. I see an arm and a leg and a body like concrete.
God, I love this class.
Oh, Frank, what is the problem? The human body is a beautiful thing, not something to be ashamed of. It's normal and natural and wonderful.
You make me sick.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Go where? To art class with you. Sounds like fun. A lot of fun.
Oh, no. You are not going with me to this art class.
Why not? Mother, it's not like I have never seen a art class before.
Yeah, and aren't you always telling me I shouldn't judge people by their clothing? This is a chance for me to look beyond the clothing and see the real man.
Well, I don't want you to see the real man, so you are not coming to this art class with me.
Carol, I'm amazed at your attitude. You know, the human body is a beautiful thing. It's not something to be ashamed of. It is normal, natural, and wonderful.
All right, Frank, you made your point. All right, girls, if you want to come to this art class with me, you can come.
Yes, well, hurry. I want to sit up front.
I changed my mind. I just can't go through with this. Although I see nothing wrong with viewing the male body, I just don't see it as a mother-daughter activity.
They're so close. Hey,
after she goes to sleep tonight, let's look at her sketchbook.
Hey, JT, dude, I just got a killer new idea for the show. Bodybuilding babes.
They'll break more than your heart.
Sounds great. I'm hearing Valentine's Day.
Yeah, totally.
Hiya, boys.
Dude!
And dude right back at you. I showed the tape of yesterday's rehearsal to the big honchos upstairs.
Did they like it?
Like it? They loved it. They loved everything about the show. They just want to make two little changes.
What's that?
You and you. You're out.
Ow. But I thought you loved us.
Hey, I thought so too, but my boss tells me I don't. You live and you learn, you know? Anyway, guys, I'm sorry, but you're off the show because we're hiring professional actors. Hey, Brad, Chad, come over here. Show us your stuff. Okay, come on. Let's run the opening of the show.
JT's World, pick one.
JT's World, party time, excellent!
Okay, I'm JT, and this is my excellent sidekick, Cody. Welcome to JT's World. Coming to you, as always, from Port Washington, Wisconsin.
The cheese state.
Are they great or what?
There he is. That's the new JT. Autograph my bra.
Hey, this isn't fair. We had a contract.
Yeah, you know, and I have it right here. As you can see, we have the rights to the title, the concept, the set, the characters, and the music, and you have the rights to, well, nothing.
Wait a minute. How could this happen? This is my show.
It's easy. You have a 12-year-old for a lawyer.
Hope you did a better job on my taxes.
This can't be. I'm supposed to be a star. What about all the money? What about the babes wanting me to autograph their bra straps? This is my future.
Actually, it's his future. Hey, show business is cruel. But just to show you I'm not completely heartless, I'm going to pay you for 2 days' work and let you keep the hat. Now get out of here before I call security.
Man, this stinks. I have never been so humiliated.
Me too. You know, that guy that plays me is really good.
What's happening?
Not us. We got fired.
Yeah, we got the old heave-ho, deep six, pink slip. Hasta la vista, baby. The fat lady has sung. Don't let the door hit you in.
Yeah, Cody, I get the idea. You got fired. But why, JT?
They didn't think we were professional enough, so they brought in these two stupid actors to play our parts. Go ahead, Dad. You can say it.
Say what?
I told you so. I told you this star thing wouldn't work out.
I wasn't going to say that at all, son. I feel real bad for you.
But I got carried away with this whole star trip thing and acted like a jerk. I mean, I didn't do my homework, I fired half my family, and I was really disrespectful to you when I called you babe. I mean, if I were you, I would have grounded me for a week. Or maybe even a month. Dude, or maybe even 2 months.
Hey, lighten up, Uncle Frank. Don't you think the kids had enough?
I'm sorry, Cody. Sometimes I just fly off the handle. Listen, JT, the reason you got so carried away is you thought you were going to be a star overnight. But life's not that easy, son. You got to work real hard to become successful at anything, including being a TV star.
You're right, Dad. Thanks for not coming down on me like a parent. You're really cool.
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm cool. Now get your butt upstairs and do that paper.
Right, Dad.
Well, at least that gig wasn't a total loss, Uncle Frank. Yeah, I met this really nice girl, and she slipped me her phone number. Yeah, buddy. Hey, Uncle Frank, is that a 2 or 5?
It's a D.
Dude.